Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio. Jim Masters here. It is noon Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific, and we thank you very much for making us a part of your day. We're continuing our exclusive series of conversations with the extraordinary and innovative and revered Dr. Victoria Monlock. We're discussing patient expectations versus the care delivered. She's a doctor who has both experience and credentials as an internist and OBGYN, and throughout her years of practice, she's watched her chosen discipline evolve and nearly implode as the values and delivery models of Western medicine and traditional healthcare have shifted greatly. Her desire to be a doctor, uphold her oath, and heal people has really never wavered, ever. So Dr. Monlock, or Dr. Vicky, as many patients call her, has moved away from the larger health systems and group practices onto a more independent and wellness-oriented style practice. Wellness means different things to different people, she notes, and her version of wellness medicine is not always what a patient might expect. For this novel doctor, wellness is switching from chemical and pharmaceutical solutions to symptoms and diseases to the more natural ones. That's very, very effective. Sometimes conventional medicine needs to be added back in, and then it becomes more like blended medicine. But still with the best intentions, getting more answers and helping the patients to feel and function better is what she's all about. During the series of shows, we're talking about what a patient can expect from a wellness doctor and, you know, what they should be getting as part of their annual exam. She recognizes that today's patient can be more savvy than those in the past. Even look at Google for answers when they don't feel right. Dr. Monlock says, search away. It's not wrong. In fact, it's wonderful for people to learn, to ask, speak up, and take a more active partnership role in their care and well-being. She also notes that many doctors work on actuarial-based models, ordering this or that test when people present with certain symptoms, but that may not always get to the heart of what's wrong. People should always come before profits, and doing real discovery is far more important. Today we're going to be talking about what does wellness medicine, what does it really look like? We've got the expert here, Dr. Victoria Monlock, joining us to answer those questions and more on this episode of Close Up Radio. Dr. Monlock, or Dr. Vicky, I should say, how are you and welcome back to the series?
Well, thanks, Jim. I am phenomenal, and this is always such a pleasure to be talking with you.
Same here. I always thoroughly learn something. I know our audience does. They have definitely given us that feedback over the years we've worked with you, and you're just a delight to chat with because you're so open and authentic and honest and real, and you've got a great wit to you, and just all the right ingredients that I know your patients, and I've been there at your practice, so I've seen it up close and personal, how revered you are and beloved you are in the community, but also with your patients and staff. So it's really important. And, you know, I think that's a good part from my perspective. Now, I'm not the doctor, but what I just described as far as this relationship you have with your clients, that's a major part of what wellness medicine should look like. You have said that wellness can mean different things to different people. Tell us about your version of wellness medicine.
Well, first, thank you for that lovely compliment on my office. You know, we consider our patients, yes, it's a patient-physician relationship, but we kind of call it family. And, you know, we have patients that come in. I know their spouses' names. I know their kids. I know what they're doing for their vacations. It's more than just this, I'm going to take care of your ache and pain. But, you know, wellness is something that a hospital system will say, we practice wellness, we believe in wellness, it's part of their tagline. But when you actually see what they're doing, they're handing out pharmaceuticals and chemicals, and they're working by protocol medicine, and there's no difference in what they're doing versus the hospital system down the street. It's just a great marketing tagline. So what I do and what I call wellness is actually balancing the foundation of your health. And you go, well, that's kind of an esoteric non-sentence. What does that phrase really even mean? Well, the foundation of your health is something that most of Western medicine, in my opinion, doesn't even pay attention to. Now, I'm going to give you an example really quickly. If you have a crack in the wall in your kitchen, start in the wall in your kitchen, or might there be some shifting in the foundation in your basement, some water leakage, and there's some change to the integrity of your basement wall, which is causing it to shift its pressures on your kitchen wall on the first floor. And that's going to therefore affect how well your window may open or close because the wall has shifted a little bit. So you can see how you can take a look at a crack in a wall and assume it's the crack in the wall, fix it, but 6 months later you may be fixing it again because the root of the problem isn't the kitchen wall, it's in the basement. So my approach is somebody comes in and says, I have pain in my finger. Well, I'm not going to just look at their finger and say, gee, your finger looks good, your joint looks good, tissues look good. I don't know what it is. You know, just, you know, take two aspirin and call me in the morning. You know, or overkill it and do an x-ray or this or that or the other. You've got to figure out what is going on. So in overall wellness, when I say balance the foundation of your health, I always start with the four hormone groups which balance your body from a foundational standpoint. And so those are like four legs of a chair, and you've heard me say that phrase many times, but those four hormone groups are your female or male female hormone groups, so your testosterone for guys. For women, your estradiol, progesterone, and testosterone, that's one leg of your chair. Your second leg is your thyroid, including whether you get your thyroid attacked by your immune system, so it's antibodies. Your third leg of your chair is your adrenal, so that's your cortisol and what supports your cortisol, which is your vitamin B12, and whether you have a genetic deficiency for methylation, which is doing a blood test for MTHFR. And the fourth leg of your chair, the fourth hormone, is your insulin with its blood sugar and A1C. So those are the basics in what I look at, pardon me, and if those foundational hormones are out of balance, they're going to affect everything else above that. Now, traditional docs don't look at most of those tests. If they do a thyroid, they're doing a TSH with maybe a reflex T4. They're not doing female-male hormones. They're not checking your adrenal. And maybe they're getting a fasting blood sugar, but there's no insulin or A1C in sight. So they're missing the foundation. They're missing why that crack is in the wall. So when a patient comes in and says, I don't feel well, and they do their bevy of blood work and miss the four legs of the chair, most of those patients are the ones I end up seeing in my office because they're told, well, your blood work looks good on your blood count and metabolic panel and lipids, so you look good to me. Have a great day. Well, doc, I feel crappy. What's going on? What do we have to address? Nope, nothing to address. You look good. Well, you get told that, you start to wonder if it's quote unquote, in your head, are you making this up? And you know you're not. They're just not looking in the right place. And they're making you feel like you're the problem when really they're the problem.
That's an interesting and very important way to look at it. You always have such a unique perspective on everything. You cut through the chase, which I love about you. Can wellness medicine work alongside the pharmaceutical model?
Well, of course, and nothing works in a vacuum. So let's say one of those people who was frustrated and was told that their labs were all perfect and fine and so there's nothing for us to do, walks into my office. And I am checking their hormones, and I'm checking more than just their TSH. Well, I may find that their thyroid panel is normal, but their immune system is attacking their thyroid. Well, that's Hashimoto's. And autoimmune means we have to settle your immune system down. And especially women who have hormone change in menopause are very much more likely to have your immune system recognize your tissues as different, because blood supply per square inch changes when female hormone levels, especially estradiol levels, drop. So that triggers the immune system to go after what doesn't look right. And our thyroid is one of the number one targets. Well, your thyroid controls your metabolism, the speed at which your body works. And so if you start attacking it, it may not show up in a thyroid panel right away, but it's going to show up in antibodies. And unless you get that reversed, your immune system is going to continue to attack and attack and attack. So that's going to require settling down, and it may mean that we actually work with some thyroid medication. It may mean that, yes, we do cut gluten, and we try to do things that are going to settle the immune system down. So a pharmaceutical model working with some thyroid approach is on top of looking at the foundational hormone base of their health. So that's one of those perfect examples.
That is a great example. Absolutely. So, you know, a visit to a wellness doctor, maybe somebody listening for the first time has never visited a quote-unquote wellness doctor. What does that look like? For instance, in your RHM organization, I believe that, and you and I have talked about that, that they emphasize patient participation and empowerment. Very, very important. You're investing, you feel like you're investing in yourself, and they really facilitate that. You help facilitate that, right? Tell us about that, the visit to the wellness doctor and how that all comes about.
Well, the first visit that anybody has coming to the office is we let them know it's a free 30-minute consult. No obligation. Come in and tell me your story. And people look at you and they go, what? You're kidding, right? Well, we have a symptoms worksheet that we have them fill out. Tell us your story. Tell us what's bothering you. Well, while you're also telling us that, beforehand, will you fill out this set of symptoms? Tell us if you have bloating or shortness of breath or forgetfulness or acid reflux or emotionality or hair loss. You know, we have a whole list, and it's specific for women. There's one specific for men. And these aren't questions that you're going to, in your two-minute elevator speech to your traditional primary care, going to come out with. And they're not going to suggest that you offer what's going on. They want to tell you what you have going on. So it's a different approach. Notice if you come in and I'm listening to you, I'm going to not only say, why are you here? How can I help? But I'm going to give you a checklist of things that we're going to go over, and you're going to maybe not remember that you're having insomnia or waking up in the middle of the night. But I'm going to say to you, why do you think that's happening? And do you think that's related to your forgetfulness? I see here where these three things that are your top three symptoms, these are all due to low estradiol or low testosterone. So let's talk about that. You know, in other words, I'm not putting ideas in somebody's head, but I'm giving them a platform to tell me what their issue is in more than 2 minutes. I'm actually listening, and I'm trying to draw more information from them so that I have the most information to work with. Then I can actually be smart about how I tailor the blood work that I'm looking for, even though I already know I have to know the four hormone legs of their chair.
That is really amazing to be able to break it down like that and to empower the patient through the participation. I really like that concept. You know, sometimes a patient might even say, and I'm sure you've heard this a million times, Dr. Vicky, I think I'm doing things right. You know, I think I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, but why do I still, I don't feel so great. I'm not feeling better. How would you respond to that? They feel like they're doing everything right and doing all the right things, checking all the boxes, but they still don't feel better.
Well, on that first initial visit in, it's always about where are your foundational labs? So that's, you know, we kind of already talked about that. But what about the patient who comes in after we've made some, you know, suggestions, we've started maybe some hormone, we've changed their diet a little bit, we've added some exercise, you know, we've done some things that have been foundational. Now they come back in and they go, well, how come I haven't lost, you know, any weight? How come I'm gaining weight? Or how come I'm not sleeping yet? Well, part of what the pharmaceutical model of medicine teaches us falsely is that you have a problem, I have a pill for that, and I'll take care of it. Oh, it didn't work, let me up that dose. Oh, that still didn't work, let me add a second pill. Well, that's the pharmaceutical approach to things aren't happening because we've been trained for instant results. And what we have to understand is that our body is a biologic system that talks to other systems. And what happens in one system is impacting the other. They're like siblings in a family. One's in trouble and the others try to come to the rescue. They try to come and help. So process of balancing what the body is doing, not just hormonally, but balancing what its blood sugar is doing in relation to what you're putting in. It's balancing whether or not you've got GI bloat as to whether or not we're bringing your thyroid autoantibodies down, your Hashimoto's, getting that under control. So part of wellness medicine is teaching patients that the body is doing the work, not the pharmaceutical. And that pharmaceutical medicine, if you want that, go down the road and get put on 4 or 5 or 6 new medications and let them all fight with each other. Because bodies are not made of chemicals. We are chemical reactions. But we are not a body of chemicals that fight each other. We're a body of biologic reactions. So we have to learn the patience of letting the body rebalance itself and allowing the body to heal itself. Now you may still need to add pharmaceutical medications in certain instances to help, like thyroid, or there may be a cardiac condition or a blood pressure issue that we have to address. That would be irresponsible not to address that. But we still realize that the body doesn't work in a silo of just the heart alone or in a silo of just the pancreas, which is your insulin and blood sugar. It's working in concert with your body. So what happens in one system affects other systems. And so it's the continuous balancing of your body, following and trending what your blood work is doing. So we know if we do a little tweak to your thyroid, it may show up as stress that's getting better or stress that's getting worse in your adrenal. It may show up that your blood sugar is elevated because you had vacation and you came back and you enjoyed your vacation quite a bit, but now that's impacting your female-male hormones and it's having an impact on your inflammatory markers. Or you see how we can now take your real-life situation and say, I can tell that this is going on because you're impacting this organ system, that organ system. We have to look at the body as a whole. Changes will still occur, but don't focus only on that individual system. Don't focus just on a heart. Realize the heart's connected to your circulation, which is connected to your leg, which is connected to the fluid that's gathering in your leg, which means you might need compression stockings. Well, how'd you get there from my heart, doc? Well, they're all connected. So, you know, part of what we have to do is re-educate patients that pharmaceuticals are good when we need them, but it's shouldn't be the first thing we go to. It should be take a step back, take a look at everything that your body is trying to tell you, and then what is the best approach that we can do that's going to impact everything, not just one piece. And then, oh, now I have to send you to a specialist for that piece. Oh, I don't do thyroid. Oh, I'm going to have to send you to another specialist for that piece. No, everything gets done here. Everything gets integrated here because we understand how the body's talking to itself and how it's working with other body systems. If I send you someplace else, I can't guarantee they're going to think and approach your health the same way I do. Know how to balance that. I'm going to balance that. I don't need to send you someplace else.
Isn't that incredible? One stop. It makes, you know, in our busy lives, it makes it convenient as well. And you've sorted it all out. I think it's really incredible. Might wellness medicine involve other things too, like massage, energy work, and other complementary therapies, doctor?
Well, of course. And those are all helpful adjuncts. It's like saying, gee, I've got a headache and I drank all my water and I did my electrolytes, but, you know, I still have this really just baseline drumming of something going on. Is it okay if I go and get a head massage or a neck massage? Is it tight muscles in my shoulders? And that may be part of what's contributing to it. You may have trigger points or been told by a massage therapist, you're all knotted up. Well, those knots are micro tears in muscles, and that may be contributing to a headache profile or to a blood pressure elevation, and that may be impacting your cardiac function. So massage is always good, but realize why you're looking for a massage and what you hope to gain from it. If you want an hour that somebody is paying attention to you and you feel good for an hour and then you get off the table and you're right back to your knotted up self, then realize you're in a do loop that makes you feel good for an hour, maybe 2 hours, and then you're right back to the same old, same old. Well, we kind of call that Groundhog Day. So if you're looking for a true resolution, then look for the real reason you need the massage. And if it's stress management, then manage your stress. If it's you've got knots, then do trigger point injections to get rid of the knots and open up the knots. And sometimes it's highly effective to do multiple therapies first and then back off on the ones you no longer need. So one of the techniques we do in the office is trigger point injections. It's all natural. We have a Serapin, which is an extract of the pitcher plant that we go after, for instance, numbness in a hand or an arm, which may be coming from micro tears trapping nerves from your neck all the way down your shoulders, your upper back, and your arms, but it's translating and trapping nerves that are affecting all the way down into your hands and fingers. So many patients are told that's carpal tunnel, you need surgery. Well, they have surgery, and guess what? It's still there. Well, it's because that wasn't the problem in the first place. It's really coming from their neck or their shoulder or their back, and these trigger points need to be addressed, and now we get rid of the numbness in the hand. So, yes, complementary therapies can work really, really well, but you still have to go after what is the root cause, what is the real reason. Listen to the patient, and then, heaven forbid, do a true physical exam. You may find out a whole lot more about what the real root cause is that's going on.
You said something so extraordinarily invaluable, and I hope everybody heard it and paused on it. This is the doctor speaking and saying these words that so many people, I think, wish they would hear more often. Listen to the patient. That's paramount, isn't it? I know you believe through and through, and you always have, in that statement, but you apply it, you enact it, you live it. It's so important. And when the patient hears a doctor of your expertise level, who's been doing this for a long time and loves every minute of it, saying, listen to the patient, that's golden, isn't it?
It is. And most Western medical models only give the physician 2 minutes with the patient. And in the first 30 seconds of that patient saying why they're there, barely gotten out, I have pain here. And the doc's already formulated a diagnosis, handed that to the nurse practitioner, walks out of the room. Well, wait a minute. 30 seconds isn't enough time. 2 minutes isn't enough time. You have to be able, as a patient, to get your name out, then what's bothering you. And you may have four things, five things on your list, and they'll tell you, well, no, you have to make another appointment for that. Well, wait a minute. You just asked me why I'm here, and I'm telling you, and now you're not even listening to what your advice to tell me what to do is to tell you. You're not even listening to me, so I'm wasting my time in your office, which is the way most people think about going to the doctor, is it's a waste of time. I've got to have my list made up, and I hope I can get, you know, like an auctioneer, all five of these things set off in 30 seconds, and they're not even going to hear any of it, but I got to try because that's my doctor. Well, wait a minute. Who is medicine really for? The doctor? The system? Or should it really be about the patient? I know my answer.
That's right. Exactly right. Spot on so many different levels. So many more questions, but the time always zips by in a New York minute when we have these conversations. Want to let folks know that next week, Dr. Vicki will be back with us talking about myths and truths about an annual exam, thing very, very important. Now, if a listener wants to learn more about wellness care and they want to start reading about it and find out more, including your own websites and YouTube channel, tell us about that. How can they connect?
Well, my website is best because you get the offer for the free 30-minute consult on there, and that's open to anybody. You know, we will literally give you 30 minutes to have you tell us your story, and we see if we can offer some help as to the direction we take it. And it's always your decision, okay? But our website also has my books on there, and it's got the connection to the YouTube channel, and it's got the archived radio shows that we've done with CUTV News. We also have my local radio shows archived on there. So there's a lot of information as well. So my website is rhm.care, V-A-R-E, /VJ, Mondloch, my initials, VJ, M-O-N-D-L-O-C-H, M-D, and sometimes it needs a little forward slash after the M-D too, but rhm.care/VJ Mondloch, M-O-N-D-L-O-C-H, M-D/. And again, there's a box on there that says, click this to see Dr. Mondloch's expertise, and it takes you to all of the information about the books, the YouTube channel, the radio shows, and how to get the free consult. So it's not a gimmick. We really, truly want to hear if you've got a frustration, a story, nobody's helping, we want to hear from you. And honest to God, we want to hear from you.
That's incredible. You're exceptional, Dr. Mondloch, and I know very humble, and it's my pleasure to have this opportunity to speak with you because, again, as I've always said, what you do is so innovative and revolutionary and yet practical and attainable for the patients. All they have to do is to make that initial contact. Thanks for joining us for this episode, and we look forward to the continuation of the series with you, Doctor. Always a pleasure. Best to the family from Jim, and look forward to chatting with you real soon.
Great. Well, thank you, and have a marvelous rest of your day. Have a great spring, and hopefully we'll see you guys on the other side.
Absolutely.
Give us a call. Yeah.
Dr. Vicki will be back with us next week, and a happy Easter to you and your family as well. From all of us here at Close Up Radio, this is Jim Masters thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, we thank Dr. Victoria Mondloch for joining us here on Close Up Radio as the series continues. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another incredible guest, so stay tuned to Close Up Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.